time to talk to Peter. As mentioned, talking today about elections and preparation for elections. Peter, very good morning. Welcome.
Yes, morning, Wayne. Morning to the listeners out there. It's a very, very nice topic today. It's the readiness for elections that are coming up. So let's start by saying that we're chatting mostly about the municipal elections. The dates have been set to take place between the 2nd of November and the 31st of January 2027. So there's no exact date at this stage, but the date will be, I'm sure, made known to everybody shortly. So why we talk about the readiness? Because in preparation for the elections that will take place, you need to make sure that you are registered and that with the countdown to the elections, that, you know, they need to focus on the voter participation and make sure that all voters are properly registered and things like that. So they have done the registration weekend dates, the IEC, that's the Independent Election Campaign, has confirmed that stations across South Africa will be open on Saturday the 20th of June and 21st of June. That's a weekend. I'm sure, you know, if you're old enough, you will recall that you can go and check and make sure that you're properly registered on a weekend when they do that. So over that weekend, of course, we've got all the new 18-year-olds that have turned 18 that can now register as a first-time voter. You can, of course, update your address to ensure that you are in the correct ward. If you move from one province to another, or if you've maybe moved out of town onto the East Coast where we are from Vincent or Berea or something like that, you need to update your address to ensure that you're in the correct ward and that you can vote. And of course, it's always worthwhile, even if you haven't moved or anything, just to go and see, is my registration status correct? Is my voting district correct? Is my name, ID, etc., all in the system, which the different parties will set up tables for you to come and check. There's no obligation. You can go to any table there. It doesn't mean that you have to go to an ANC table or you know, EA table or EFF table, whatever. You're free to go to any table that there is and ask them just to verify your details. You know, so most importantly, like I say, if you have moved since the last election, or if you've turned up, turned 18 at this stage, update your details now and avoid long lines and complications on election day. Because if you're not on the register on election day, you could stand there for hours, get to the front and discover that you're not properly registered, or you're in the wrong district. And you know, that's very, very annoying, because you're the cause of your own trouble by not having checked. Now, I suppose people say, well, why would we want to register for municipal elections and government elections? It's very important that the government and the municipal elections are done and that people come along and vote to determine, you know, the quality of your daily life, basically. I mean, you know, your municipality, that there says what's happening in your area, what needs to be done. You support the councillor who's going to give you the best, or the party that you believe is going to give you the best. And you know, there are lots of issues that are sorted by the municipality. People don't realize that. I mean, you know, you've got water supply, you've got sanitation, you've got maintenance on the roads, the various potholes. You've got the major electricity problem that they have in Port Elizabeth, where they're out for 3 weeks because of no maintenance that took place. You know, the clean neighborhoods, you know, the municipality is responsible for ensuring that your lawns are mowed in the, you know, not in your yard, but in general, that the road is kept neat, that the community services facilities are kept, your swimming pools, your parks, and all that type of thing. So, you know, it's there. It's not done automatically. In fact, you know, people must wake up to note that your councillor is the one that keeps your area active and ensures that you are getting what you should be getting. So it's very important that you vote for the right party with the right councillor in your area, and get that sorted. So if we go back again and we say, what does voter readiness mean? What is it meaning that we must be ready for elections? So the first thing you've got to do is visit those 2 dates, the 20th and 21st of June. You can go to a station and check your details to see that you're properly registered. Alternatively, you can go to the IEC website. There's no reason why you can't go to the Independent Electoral Commission website and check that you're on the roll. That's easily done as well. So if you don't want to go there and check it, you can go online and check it. As I say, the need is there for you to verify your address, verify your area. Make sure that you have your ID book. This is very important as well. Don't have a copy of an ID book that's certified. Mm. You need to have your ID, your green barcoded book or your smart ID card or a temporary ID certificate from the department. You can't come along and say, oh, you know, I've got a certified copy of my ID. They won't accept that. Your ID is only available in 3 forms, the green barcode one, the smart ID card, or a temporary ID produced by the department. That's what has to be available to check and to register and to vote on voting day when it comes. And, of course, you know, you can also get information on that day. They should by then maybe know when the elections will be, what the position is, what parties are standing, and things like that. You know, the boundaries, the ward determination and all that is going to come out. You know, the boundaries are there. The target is, you know, to ensure that everything is finalized, what areas are what. I mean, just with us out on the coast over there, you know, some of us can vote at the Simpson Country Club. Some of us have to vote at the church at Glengarriff. You know, and they're not different wards, but they're different voting stations.
You've got
to make
sure
that you know which one you're allowed to vote at.
Yeah.
It's the same as in town. You can't just choose Stirling or Nahoon or something. You've got to go to the ward a table that has been allocated to your address. So all of that has been done. And, you know, the commission will sort that out and make sure that everything is in place. The ability to vote, as I say, is there automatically to you. There are certain people that cannot vote for various reasons, but, you know, that you need to check to make sure that you don't fit into that category. I'm not going to mention any categories there because they differ from election to election. So the infrastructure is important, though. That's the most important thing, is to find out that you registered and where to vote. That's what you need. You don't need hassles with that. And we need the people to go and vote, because don't stay at home and say, you know, my vote means nothing because the country is run by such and such a government and nothing's going to change. That's not the right attitude to have, because we've seen change. We've seen different parties that have done different things. We've seen different ward councillors, active ones that belong to a party that you maybe don't enjoy, but in their area, they make sure that they give of the best. We still have people that have the decency to do that. So you need to make sure that you find out what is what and who is representing you in your area to make a proper determined vote in that regard. You know, as I always say, public trust remains the cornerstone of our democracy. You know, it's there. There are goals that are set. As we mentioned earlier, elections between November the 2nd this year and January the 31st, so it's November, December, January, 3 months. It will definitely take place in that particular period. And, yeah, interesting enough, you know, there are in excess of 500 different political parties, which obviously includes the individuals as well. You know, they count in there. So, you know, it's incredible. That's what you have. At this stage, I think it's 510 or 509 different registrations that they have received, because that's all already taken place as well. And then, of course, the age group is 18, and the youngsters need to get back in. I mean, you know, at the last elections, the youngsters came forward, the people between 18 and 39 had their say. They came to the party. That's the future of our country, lying in the hands of those people. You know, the youth vote is no longer a small little portion of it. It is dominant. It will affect the 2026 voting, which is what we need. These are the people that have come through in our new South Africa and seen what's happening. So, you know, that there, we're hoping, well, I certainly hope that we'll have that turnout from the youngsters again, that they can ensure that our country remains a lovely place that it is, and that the right people are put into power in order to sort out the municipality and things like that.
Yeah.
You know, we also have a lot of people that get frustrated with the different political parties, and they stand as independents. You know, like any other party, you can stand if you believe you can give a service to the community and you have the support of your community. No problem. Go ahead with it. You know, you only need 50 signatures to get yourself in as a candidate, and you pay your 1,000 rand deposit, and you're then free to stand for the elections. It has become a bit difficult, though, for the independents, but you do find a lot of towns where, you know, certain people do so much work for the community that they're well followed, and they get in with ease. That's nothing new. It's no surprise or anything like that. You know, so we want the people to vote. We want the males, the females, the youngsters. We need everybody to vote. You know, the voter registration is available on the website of the IEC. You can go in and see exactly what it's all about. If I'm not mistaken, I think that there's a video or something when you go in there that you can watch, and it tells you all about the voting, the impact,
and the process.
You know, what's expected. You know, that push is there for them to sort it and you know, finalize it. And of course, then, you know, the restrictions and the prohibitions of voting. You can't vote in two areas. You only vote in one. So don't think you're clever and you go voting Vincent because you're on that role and you registered in Cinsa, and maybe Cinsa's got it as well. They'll pick it up. It's only one vote per person. So, you know, it's actually a criminal offense, believe it or not. If they find that you voted in Vincent and you move out to Cinsa to try and vote again because you're on both roles, if they come across it, the possibility is that the IEC will charge you criminally. It's there. You only have one vote. And, you know, also don't forget that voting has to be physically done. They may open at a later stage, but at this stage, the IEC has its normal rules, no electronic voting. There's a difference, though, with people that are overseas and things like that. Sometimes they open up for that with government elections. Municipal elections are different because you're supposed to be in your area. And then, of course, nobody can stop you from voting. That's very, very important to remember as well. You know, nobody can say you will vote for this party or that party. You have your own freedom to vote. You can never be intimidated. You can never be forced to vote. You know, we often hear that they bring busloads in and they ask them just to vote for certain things. Yes, that's happened. That's like anything in life. You know, you can campaign and get support, and you can bring busloads in, of course, but it doesn't help at the end of the day, because if you're not the right candidate and they voted for you, you know, things go belly up pretty soon. And sadly, in our little town, we see so much of that. There's so many of the areas that are not being well looked after. There's so many areas where your delivery is not good, where your, you know, the cleanliness is not there, the beaches are bad and things like that. But, you know, the willing councillors are the ones that get out, get the community to help. Cleanups, you know, you've forever seen our local council there, one of them, I'm not going to mention any names, where he sets up work parties and the people go, no matter what party they belong to, it's the community, it's their community, and they're willing to go and do a cleanup. You know, we have the same out on our coast where we've got people that walk the beaches and see how the beach there for us and make sure independents along our wild coast over there that, you know, employ people to clean the roads, the sides, do their own grass cutting and that type of thing to keep it neat and tidy. It's sad that the municipality is not doing that and that individuals have to step in to do that. I mean, you know, daily we hear the problems with the potholes. We hear of trees that have fallen that need to be removed. We hear of people saying, but there's no sidewalk for people to walk on the main road going down from, the East Coast down to Crossways, down to the back to the highway and things like that. Mm. You know, it's all there. The Ganubi farmers, all the cutting of the grass there and things like that is not done by the municipality as it should be done anymore.
It's done by local people.
Community. Yeah. I mean, you belong to an organization that helps with the field. They're keeping it in a little bit of thing, which is, a special that you do for them, which is great. Mm. That is what these municipal elections are all about. They're very, very important to us. We need to have a reliable infrastructure. We need to have somebody that's willing to serve us correctly. Mm. We need to have clean neighborhoods. The waste management, when your waste sits there because the truck has broken down or something like that, it needs to be neat and tidy. People moan about the poor people who search the bins and that in the various areas. Yeah. I feel sorry for them. Yeah, they're looking for food. They're looking for something they can turn into money. Mm. And I find most of them to be very good, to be quite honest with you. You get people coming in saying, oh, there's this problem and that problem. But if you really look at them, they take the time to open, go through the bags and close again and that type of thing. We don't have lots of that out on the coast, but in town we certainly
see a lot of those types of things happening.
I mean, you walk out and you see the people moving the bags to one pile so that when the tipper truck comes, they just load it all onto there from one spot. They do that quickly. You don't see the neighbor at number 10 walking to number 64 to pile up stuff. It's the people on the streets that are doing that.
Right.
And then people say, but these are the people that break into houses and things like that. I don't believe it is. I mean, people get to know the people in the neighborhood. In fact, when I drive to work in the mornings and I come through Vincent and that, you see the people at gates, and then you see the man come out with his two black bags, or the lady come out with her one or two black bags. They take it from them and they take it down to a central collection point on a corner or something like that. So, it's all there, ensuring that the neighborhood is kept neat, tidy, and clean. And that's what we need.
And that's
we need that type of thing.
Going back to your local government elections. And getting your right person in that council position.
Very important to have that. Don't just look at the party you belong to. Sadly, people put blinkers on and say, I belong to X party and I'm only going to vote for that party. But they're not checking, especially with municipal, what is being done by that political party in that area.
Yeah.
Has my ward councillor given us the best service? That's what you need to ascertain. You need to see who's doing the delivery. I know that there's a fight between two top political parties almost every day, with the campaigning that they're doing and the posters that you see, and our area is clean, your area is not clean, our such and such are working, pools are working in our area, pools aren't working in other areas, and that it's all a mudslinging campaign to get to the top, to try and get in and that type of thing. But at the end of the day, you want to actually see who's doing what.
Correct.
That's what you need to do. And also there are restrictions. Like we were saying, there's no double voting. There's no electronic voting. They have made that decision that there will be no e-voting in these elections. You must physically go in and do your ballot paper, get it sorted. Intimidation is definitely a no-no, and also can lead to a threat or violence or a criminal offence. Also, for some unknown reason, some people get a lot of joy out of removing posters. People put their political posters or the independent posters up. People are inclined to remove them or deface them or destroy them. Leave it alone. It's there for a purpose. At least that way you can see who's standing in your area, what's happening, and that type of thing. So the posters are there for a reason. There's no need to remove them or to spray paint over them and things like that. And, of course, the most important thing is that, indeed, the IEC officials are independent. It doesn't matter that they belong to a political party. But when they work for the IEC, they are there as independents. And, you mustn't disrupt their functions and things like that. Don't argue with them. They only have a job to do. It's like, you know, I always say in my game, so many people go off at policemen or traffic officials or municipal, police and things like that. Those people are human beings like us. They're only doing a job. That's a job that they've got, and that's what they're doing. They have a duty to do. Yes, they do exceed it. I mean, unfortunately, bribery and corruption and that type of thing is seen so often, carte blanche, and places like that on the TV, on the news. You read about it all the time. The officials that are not doing things correctly. So the same happens with elections.
Mm.
You know, you got to make sure that you leave it. You got to make sure that you respect the IEC officials and you know, don't. How often haven't we heard of people breaking into halls where the counts are and destroyed the ballot papers and things like that? That's happened so many times.
Mm.
How many times don't you hear of false ballot papers being produced at the last minute and snuck into the voting and things like that? So it's all there. The voting is going to be very important. It's a very important part of each individual's life.
Mm.
We need to make sure that we are ready for elections between November and January. We need to make sure that we have the right candidates standing. We need to vote for the right person. And most importantly, you need to make sure that you are properly registered, have the right document, and can vote.
Yes.
So the message today to come across strongly is, one, check for your ID. Make sure you've got the right ID.
Mm-hmm.
Two, make sure that you are registered. You have that weekend of the 20th and 21st of June to check, or you can go online on the IEC website and double check that you, one, in the right area, two, that you know where to vote, what your station is. It will tell you where your voting station is as well. So all of that is there to be done. I always like to go to the tables when they set them up in June that it's going to be, because you know then you've been there, you've checked.
Mm,
you haven't misread it, you haven't misinterpreted it or anything like that.
Yeah, yeah.
The people at the tables will have a look for you and tell you what it is. And like I say, it doesn't matter what table you go to, which political party table you go to. It's all the same book. There's no book for X party and another one for Y party. The IEC books are all exactly the same. Your name can only be entered in there once, and you need to ensure that it's correct, your area, your district, and everything is correct.
Great.
Now, that's basically where we are today, elections forthcoming.
And Peter, I've just got one or two questions that maybe we can tackle next week. And the one is, if you're a youngster and you'll be 18 when elections happen, but you're not 18 yet, how can you still register? In other words, argument's sake, your birthday is just before, just before elections, but you're now 17 and going 18. You can still register.
You can go and do. You can register because you will be 18 by that date.
By that date.
In other words, you must be 18 before the 2nd of November. You're entitled, if your birthday, for example, is late in August and you're checking now in June, yes, you can ensure that they have you registered there for that date.
Right.
You might pick up one problem in that your ID book might not be available because, you know, you get your proper ID at age 18.
Yes.
But I'm sure that there is definitely a provision for that.
Provision,
so that
okay.
one is there.
Right.
Under age, you just need to make sure that you're sorting.
And you're 18 by the time elections happen.
I think you can get that green ID book at age 16, if I'm not mistaken.
It
used to be 18, but I think they changed that to 16. 16. So you'll have your green ID, which means that they can register you as a voter. Yeah.
Or your ID card. Now, interesting stuff, Peter. Thank you very, very much. If somebody wants to maybe find out more or they've got any other legal issues, how do they get in touch with Alums?
Yeah, they can get hold of us at 6 Sansom Road in Berea, the little side street where Pep Stores is in Devereux Avenue, number 6. Telephone 043-7211-018. And, of course, they can always like us on Facebook, add an S to our surname, Alums, and you'll find all our details there. And at this stage, a very big thank you. Weekly we get queries, which is so nice, on that particular page. And, of course, on your website, Wild Coast, if they like, the Wild Coast FM web, not website, but the Facebook page there as well, they'll find all the details in the chats.
Right. Peter, thank you very, very much. Have a great week. Looking forward to chatting next week, Monday. Cheerio then.
Super.